We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us live this morning is correspondent Aaron Katursky as we're talking about the impeachment hearings in Washington and last night's Democratic debate. But let's start with the hearings on Capitol Hill, Aaron. He's become the key witness now in these hearings, Gordon Sondland. What came of yesterday? What is the big takeaway?
Well, I think him saying that there was, in fact, a quid pro quo with Ukraine. He took part in it, and he said it was directed by the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and that everybody involved was following the orders of the president. This was kind of the bombshell moment Democrats had hoped for, although Republicans, a little bit later in the day, tried to take Sondland's credibility apart by saying that he didn't have any first-hand information directly from the president about any quid pro quo. And if the president didn't say it, Republicans said, then there's no there.
Looking at his demeanor, I mean, he was different than just about everybody else we've seen testify in this hearing.
He was well-prepared. I thought that he clearly was not ready to fully flip on President Trump, but he made clear that everyone was in the loop. And so if he was going to go down, he seemed like he was ready to take some other people with him. And he disputed this notion of an irregular policy channel in Ukraine. He said Vice President Pence knew what was up. He said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo knew what was up. Both of those men denied it. But he said clearly the whole of the administration was kind of hip to how what the approach was to Ukraine.
And today there are two more witnesses to finish out this week.
Fiona Hill, a former national security type on John Bolton's staff, is the one who overheard Bolton saying that he wasn't part of any drug deal that Sondland and Mulvaney are cooking up, kind of characterizing the approach to Ukraine and the pressure that Bolton seemed to sense. And the other is David Holmes, and he's the one that overheard President Trump and Ambassador Sondland speaking on the phone the day after the Trump-Zelensky phone call when he said he heard the president talking about investigations. Sondland didn't have a specific recollection other than he said that call lasted about 5 minutes. He remembered being in a restaurant, and he said he would have been shocked if the president didn't bring up investigations, given what he knew to be his priorities.
All of this that we're talking about fueling a debate between Democrats. For the fifth time, they took the stage together last night.
And that was the first issue right out of the gate. And it did bring, if not some sharp exchanges, at least some different approaches. Elizabeth Warren took the first question and kind of turned it around on her colleagues. And she asked her fellow Democrats to commit to not taking money from people they would then appoint as ambassadors, somebody like Sondland, who gave $1 million to Trump's inaugural. Joe Biden said that there shouldn't be a criminal investigation of President Trump after he leaves office as directed by the next president. He said that's not what presidents should do, and Democrats should not seek to mirror the behavior of Donald Trump.
How did the rest of the debate go? Who had the most speaking time and who, I guess, performed the best?
Well, look, there were a few sharp exchanges. Joe Biden had a couple of gaffes toward the end of the night. Biden said that he had the support of the only African-American woman elected to the U.S. Senate, Carol Moseley Braun. And at that point, Kamala Harris was kind of waving her arms at the other end of the stage and saying, Joe. But beyond that, there were some questions about Pete Buttigieg's experience from Tulsi Gabbard. As Buttigieg rises in the polls, and he quickly turned it around on judgment, taking down Gabbard for meeting with Bashar al-Assad of Syria.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.